This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. Belarusian opposition politician Maria Kolesnikova is speaking out about what happened to her after she was nearly deported earlier this week. Reuters cites a complaint filed by her lawyer Thursday, saying security officers put a bag over her head and threatened to kill her. Kolesnikova then prevented the attempt to expel her by ripping up her own passport. The statement comes after the European Council president called for faster consideration of sanctions against Belarus. Charles Michel pointing out that several opposition leaders were detained in the country as protests continue. He called on Belarusian authorities to free political prisoners and let citizens exercise their right to free speech and protest. Thousands of people have taken part in 5 weeks of protests following the August 9th election, where President Alexander Lukashenko was declared the winner. Opposition parties, the United States and the EU, alleged the election was rigged. Lukashenko denies the voting was fraudulent and blamed the unrest on meddling by Western countries. The European Union told Britain Thursday during emergency talks that it should urgently scrap plans to break their divorce treaty. But Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government refused, the UK saying it will press on with a draft law that could make the nation's departure from the EU a messy end. The British government's draft legislation published Wednesday would violate parts of the exit deal. It prompted European leaders to complain of an unprecedented breach of trust and to warn the move could wreck current negotiations dealing with Britain's future trade relationship with the bloc. We have more international headlines on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The United States has imposed sanctions on four Russia-linked individuals. The U.S. Treasury Department made the announcement Thursday, accusing those involved of attempting to influence the U.S. electoral process. The Treasury says it has blacklisted a member of the Ukrainian parliament and three Russian nationals that are employees of the Internet Research Agency. Reuters reports Microsoft Corporation recently alerted a firm working with presidential nominee Joe Biden's campaign that it had been targeted by suspected Russian hackers. Three people briefed on the matter confirmed the case to Reuters. The hacking attempts targeted staff at the Washington, D.C.-based SKD Knickerbocker over the past 2 months. That's a campaign strategy and communications firm working with Biden and other prominent Democrats. A large fire erupted at the port of Beirut Thursday. The blaze came 1 month after a devastating explosion last month that killed scores of people and injured thousands of others, that according to the state-run National News Agency. A military source said the fire broke out at a port facility that stores oil and tires, and that the cause of the fire was not immediately clear. Area residents panicked at the sight of another huge fire after being traumatized by last month's explosion. In addition to killing more than 190 people and injuring some 6,500 others, the August 4th explosion damaged thousands of buildings. There's little left of the notoriously overcrowded Moria refugee camp in Greece. A second fire overnight destroyed nearly everything that remained in the camp after the original Tuesday night blaze. Former residents returned to the camp to pick through the charred remains for their belongings. Aid agencies have long warned of dire conditions at Moria, where more than 12,500 people were living in and around a facility that was built to house about 3,000 people. U.S. presidential election opponents Donald Trump and Joe Biden continue to target battleground states as one leaves, the other arrives. Thursday, President Trump will campaign in the state of Michigan, just a day after the former vice president made remarks from the heavily industrial state. Biden accused President Trump of betraying the American people, saying he knowingly lied about the deadliness of the novel coronavirus in what amounted to dereliction of duty. This comes after newly released recordings of interviews done in February for a book by journalist Bob Woodward. You can read more about it on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.